Okay, today is Daf Lamed, and we're on Chav Tes Lamed Beis. So we said on the bottom of Chav Tes Lamed Beis, up to the two dots on the bottom over there, where it's the Zehak Klal Hayav Mikdash, that if anybody ever went to the bathroom, if they went to urinate, they would have to wash their hands and their feet. So Gemara says, why? Why do you have to wash your hands and your feet? Why your feet? First of all, why your feet? So the Gemara says, Bishlom L'Raglayim, I understand why you have to wash your feet, Mishum Nitzotzov, because there's going to be drops that are going to fall on your feet. Maybe, and someone's going to say, "Hey, this guy, he's got issues over there. His kids are probably not his own kids. He probably can't even have children, and it's going to make a big rumor, terrible rumors about the family." So that I understand. Elo yadayim, my timer. Why do you have to wash your hands? The fact that your hands are touching places that are uncovered, yeah, that are normally covered, shouldn't that mean you should wash them?
Yeah.
That doesn't impress the Gemara at all. Amar Abaya. I'm Reb Abba, Zoto Meres. You see from here, mitzvah l'shafshef. Now what are you doing? It's a mitzvah to be m'shafshef, means to rub your legs, to get the urine off. That will make your hands even dirtier, and that's where you have to wash them. So the Maariv Chai says, you know, what do you mean mitzvah? What kind of mitzvah is that? It's not a mitzvah. What is one of the Tayag mitzvahs? No, it's not a mitzvah. What is it? It's something you should do. So the Maariv Chai says, you see from here that we call something that you should do a mitzvah. As I thought last night when I was saying Kiddush Levana, he said, L'shem Yichud, L'kayim ha-mitzvah l'kayish Levana. It's a mitzvah. Kiddush Levana is one of the not a mitzvah. What is it? It's a nice thing to do. I'm not sure what it is. It's a nice thing to do. A Dorbana, a Minog, whatever it is. Not a mitzvah. That's okay. Right? That's okay. No? You find the word mitzvah, even not by a mitzvah. Right?
We have it all the time.
Like, we do have it all the time. But where else do we have it?
Every time the
Rambam
goes up, you know, this is one of the mitzvahs is to do this way.
Exactly. It's a mitzvah. We throw the word around, it gets people excited.
It's used loosely.
Huh?
It's used very loosely.
Exactly. Anyway, Misaya Leila Rav Ami, this supports the opinion of Rav Ami. The Amar Rav Ami, Rav Ami said, Asar la'adam shiyotze b'nitzotzos shal gabe raglav. You're not allowed to go walk around with urine on your feet. Because it makes you look like you're someone that is a kushavcha, incapable of having children. People are going to wonder, how are those kids running around in that house? Where did those kids come from? They couldn't have come from him. They must have come from someone else. If they came from someone else, that's a big problem, because she's a married woman. So, that's terrible. So therefore, don't do this. It's the only reason you shouldn't do it. Don't look around like that, because they're going to be a lot on your children.
What?
I hear it's choshev b'ksherim, but l'maisa, it's a very valid chashash. So maybe the Gemara knows human nature, right? Human nature is that's going to happen. That's the talk. That's going to happen. Amar Rav Papa, soa bimkoma, soa in its place, aser likros kriyashma. Right, tzoa is excrement, tzoa, we'll call it tzoa. In its place, what does that mean, in its place? Wherever you find it, asa likros kriyashma. I'll give a good example, a very simple example, a dirty diaper. So you're not supposed to read kriyashma in front of a dirty diaper, that's okay. Now, hechi dami, what's your papa telling me? That I can't say kriyashma in front of a dirty diaper? That's obvious. E nira, e deniris, if it's open and obvious to everybody, so pshita. I don't need your papa for that. Idolo nearest. If you can't see it, where is it? Somewhere. I don't know where. So learn it in the Torah. Malchei Hasharis. What do you want from us? Torah wasn't given to angels. Well, you can't. Maybe there's a baby somewhere in the house, and maybe you had a stomachache before. It's a little only human nature. So you would do our best. What's our papa talking about? No, lo tzmicha. No, here's our papa's case. I'm just going to translate the words. You all have your own imagination. Diyoshev v'niras. If he's sitting down, he could see it. But omeid ain't niras. But if he's standing up, it gets covered over. That's the case that our papa was talking about. Maishnami tsoa al basaro. So why is that any different than tsoa on your body? Itmar, because we learned tsoa al basaro. If there's tsoa on your body somehow, shahayo yada bebeis hakisei, or you're outside the beis hakisei, but your hands are in the beis hakisei. You're outside, but your hands are inside. So, Rav Huna Amar, Mutalik was Krishma. You're allowed to recite Krishma. And Rav Chista Amar, also Likos Krishma. Rav Chista is not allowed to recite Krishma. However, However, look at Rashi. It's the, like the set in the third skinny line. Rav Chista Amar Aser. Mishum, why is it Aser? Mishum, kol atzmosai tomarna. All my bones are here to serve you, God. It's a pasuk, right? Time of Mishum kol atzmosai. Aval Mishum zuhamas hareach lo. But if the issue of the smell, Rav Chista, I don't care about that. Right? The kashas are a pub mitzvah. So both Rav Huna and Rav Chista say different than Rav Papa. They both Rav Huna says mutter. Rav Chista it's not mutter, but not because of that. It's not mutter because of a different thing called atzmosai tomarna. And here one of your bones cannot serve God because it's dirty. But because of the smell, I don't hold from that. So they both don't hold from it. So it's a kasha and Rav Papa. I don't know what the kasha is. The Papa's allowed to argue both of them.
Yeah.
Papa's on a mower there, I'm a royal. I don't know what the kasha is. Maybe the kasha is that this was basically a universally held shita. Where's Rav Papa coming off to argue? He's allowed to. So I'm not exactly sure what this kasha is. They're not tanoim. Right?
Jashma, I think I'll have Hashem go.
What?
Jashma, any bracha or something?
Yeah, I think it's any bracha. We say shma, first of all, doraisa. Right? And second of all, you should be having more kavana. Some hold that if you don't have kavana by shma, you're not yotze the mitzvah. Specific kavana. Mishnah Berurah says that. So the Gemara answers, no. Bim koma, in its place, nafish zuhama. It's more of a smell. That's how Papa was talking about that. In its place, even worse. Shalo bim koma, not on its place. It fell on some part of the body. Lo nafish zuhama, not so terrible. That's why they both held. It's okay. Okay. Now tangent. Tana Rabbanan. Halacha, the halacha is like this. Bis suda, in a suda, adam yotze lahashtin mayim. A guy goes to go to the bathroom. The guy has to go to the bathroom in the middle of a suda. So when he returns, no tel yodo achas. He washes one hand. Which hand? The hand that he used to go to the bathroom. If you could pull it off with one hand, which is possible, you only have to wash one hand. Says Rashi. Fascinating Rashi. She yata, where the Rashi is like a little above where we are.
Is there a shortage of water?
What?
Is there a shortage of water that you can wash both of them?
Maybe he was on his cell phone while he was in the bathroom. He was on his cell phone, so, right? And he's going to the bathroom with one hand. People do this all the time.
Why?
Walk into a public bathroom, that's what you see.
So he only used one hand.
Who said that?
Sure.
So she yata, but why did they wash both?
Why did they wash?
So says Rashi, she yata, says Gemara said it. You only wash one hand. Rashi explains. Shiyata mitocha suda. You leave the suda. Lahashtin mayim. To go to the bathroom. No to yodav achas. You only wash one hand. Osa shishivshi. Bani tzosos. Which hand do you wash? The one you use to wipe off the things on your toes. That's the one you use. That's the hand you wash. Not even the hand you use to go to the bathroom. Forget that. But what happened to that? What happened to that issue? Right? Now. The Beis Halevi asks, but it says in the Mishnah that when you go to the bathroom in the Beis HaMikdash, it says, V'kal hamatil mayim, whoever goes to the bathroom, ton kiddush yadayim viraglayim. Both hands have to wash. What's going on here? Says the Beis Halevi, right? That's only the Beis HaMikdash. Only the Beis HaMikdash has a special rule, has the Hadas and Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. Only the Beis HaMikdash has to wash both hands. In your house? What do you have to wash both hands for? One hand you have to wash. It's fascinating.
Doesn't the Shulchan Aruch say that not only you have to wash your hands, you have to go to sleep?
So that's when you go to the bathroom or when you want to eat bread?
Even if you go to the bathroom without even going to
the bathroom. He talks about a kli over there and like Simon Dalit over there? I don't know about that. I don't know. I don't remember. I have to look that up.
I think I saw it.
Huh?
See, I thought you can go one step further. The Mishnah makes a differentiation of what you do in the bathroom.
Correct. No, but even if you go urinate, you have to wash both hands.
Right.
So even if you make bowel move, you have to go to the mikvah.
Yeah.
Right. So for sure your hands are getting washed. You're going to the mikvah. It's even worse. It's even more severe.
Right.
But even so, basically, we said it's only in the base of mikdash. When you're living in your house, your bathroom, you don't have to wash both hands. Very shikamar. Now you don't have to do that. Then the Gemara continues. V'nichnas dibor im chaveiro. Then you go to talk to your friends. V'hiflig, that's a new thing. Nichnas, you return. So you wash your hand, go to the bathroom, you return. Nichnas, dibor im chaveiro. If you go out of the suda to go talk to your friends, v'hiflig, and you're there for a half hour, A long time passes. He's schmoozing for a long time. Notel shtei yadav v'nichnas. Yeah, you have to wash both hands. Ukeshu notel, when you wash your hands, lo yitel b'chutz. Don't wash them over there where nobody could see. V'yikaneis. And then come back. Mipnei shchshad. People are going to suspect you that you didn't wash your hands. Ella rather, nichnas v'yoshe bimkomo. Come back in your place. V'notel shtei yadav. Wash both hands. Umachzer. Then return. Ha tefiach al ha'orchen. The jug. Tefiach is a jug, I think.
Which jug?
The one to wash your hands. The cup. The washing cup. Give the washing cup. Show it to the guests. Everyone should see you wash your hands. You're not some gross, insensitive person. No, you wash your hands very carefully.
You went outside to talk to your friend? What did
you do? Yeah. You saw your friend. You went outside. You haven't seen him in 20 years.
You went to the bathroom?
No. The first case you went to the bathroom. Because you have hesachadas.
Is it a perception?
You have hesachadas. You're in the middle of a meal.
Yeah.
You're out. You went outside.
Talk to
your friend. You were not concentrating on where your hands were. So you have to wash them again. And not only that, make sure everyone sees that you washed your hands. Now, Amar of Chista, this is very difficult Gemara here. I'm not sure I understand it. Amar of Chista, lo Amar and Ella Lishto. That's all true, only if you're coming back to drink something. Avolechol, but if you're coming back to eat something, we're not so strict. No tell me bachutz. You wash outside. V'nichnas, and then come back. D'miyadiyada, danina daiti. Everybody knows you had etzachadats. Everybody knows you washed your hands. Avol, Amar of Nachan by Yitzchak, v'ano ami, afilu lishtos, nami miyadiyada, danina daiti. Even me washing hands, even if I came back to drink, everybody knows I washed my hands. I don't have to wash it in front of everybody. What is that? So Rashi says, look at the second to last Rashi before the Mishnah. Lo Amaron. He says, that Lo Amaron what? All this was only true if you're coming back to drink. But if you're coming back to eat, it's not so severe. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Lo Amaron, Delo Yital Bachutz, Delo Yital Bachutz, you should not wash your hands outside the presence of everybody. Ella She'eno Tzarech Od Lechol, Ella Lishtos Hu Nichnas, you're coming back to drink. Shehei Shehayu Regilim Laharich Lishtos Bishtia, Acher HaMazon. They used to do that. They would take all the food away. They would take all the food away and they would stay and drink, keep on drinking. Drinking, they would do another hour. Like today, it's like dessert. They didn't have dessert, they're drinking. Umihu, tzarech litol, you have to wash your hands. Shema yitain prusil atoch piv. Maybe you'll take some cookie, put it in your mouth. You'll take something and put it in your mouth. Everybody asks them, Rashi, what does that mean? Then if you're coming back to eat, why should you for sure should have to? That's, I don't understand this. You have to wash your hands because maybe you'll eat. And what about if you're coming back to eat? Then we said you don't have to wash your hands. It doesn't make any sense.
You don't have to wash your hands
in public. It's very difficult. Right. Okay.
If you're outside with your friend, your hands are going all over the place.
Yeah. That's the assumption.
Would you think you'd be a little...
You scratch your head, you scratch your underarm, you never know.
Yeah, things were different. People had different standards.
It was different.
By yourself, it's one thing.
It's not a judgment. It's not a judgment on somebody. They have to wash their hands again. It's not a judgment.
Yeah.
It's just a reality. It's very possible. You weren't being careful. You're worried about tumma and cleanliness. So wash your hands before you come back. It's not such a terrible thing.
Yes, he's recently, 150 years ago in Europe, you go to the bathroom, I go off the side street, you see little gutters. That's where people went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
He's not talking about the bathroom. He's going to have that conversation with
you. Yeah, but standards are different.
While they're studying the bathroom. If you ever read history about cities in Europe before modern toilets, the streets stunk. Not from the horses.
Yeah.
From you, it stunk. The streets of London smelled. It was horrible. You read these records. It smelled. Yes, yes. You think, oh, these glory days in the past. No. They stunk. What? Yeah, it was horrible.
You have to go to the bathroom. You have to do it right then and there.
You're much cleaner than whether you're in the street or not.
We learned it by tomorrow. This cycle, maybe some brokers.
I don't know.
Remember that if somebody has to go to the bathroom, he has to do it right away. He can't wait.
That's because it's Balta Shaksu.
So
will you right away in front of all the people? I don't know.
He says go off to the side, but you don't wait till you get to a bathroom.
I don't know. I hear you. Okay, next Mishnah. Ein Adam Nichnas La Azara La Avoda. A person doesn't walk into the Azara to do the avoda. Afilu tahar, even if you're tahar, ad sheyitpal, until you go to the mikvah. Right? Says Rashi, first Rashi in the Mishnah. No, lav dafka. Forget doing avoda. Da'ein adam nichnas lazar ad sheyitpal. You're never allowed to go to the azar without, even if you're a tourist, you cannot go to the azar without going to the mikvah. Why does it say avoda? Because we're talking, it's exactly as Yuma after all. So, what? Yeah, anybody that goes on to Har HaBayis to now, anyone that has the heter to go and goes, they all go to the mikvah before. All of them. Everybody goes to the mikvah before it. Why? This is a Verish Mishnah. Lav Dafka, it says, Tosfos said the same thing, look at Tosfos. The second to last Tosfos. Lav Dafka La Avoda. Not just for Avoda. El Afilu L'Shchita. Even to Shchita, which is Lav Avodahi. Not even Avoda. Even to be a tourist. I want to go see what they're doing today. I'm off from work. Get to the basics to watch a day in action. Right? The kids came to watch. Even to that. I'm not doing anything. I'm just a tourist. Muchach lekamon deboi tvila afilu ablav avoda rak nichnas lazar. Just to walk in, you have to go to the mikvah.
Harabais or to
the Azara. To the Azara.
Ezra's Nashim.
Ezra's Nashim. On Amid Beis, we're going to talk about, we're going to see, how, it's going to come up what you're asking. The Chen Muchach by Yerushalmi. The Ka'amar, that's because they don't know where they're going. The Ka'amar lo sov dover la avoda, el afilu shalo avoda, even not for avoda. Okay. Next. Chamesh Tevilos. The Kohen Gadol goes to the mikvah five times. Right? Why five times? Every time he changed. Why? How many times did he change?
He changed
four times.
Once to start the day. Right?
Once to start the day. Then he did, we're going to see. We're going to go through the whole, Maseches Yuma goes in order of the day. So we started out with everything that happened tonight. Shemos HaDeshem we did. And then, now we're getting to the morning, right? And then the last paragraph is about the things, you know, like fasting and not washing. That's what we're going to do the last paragraph. Practical, the actual stuff that applies to Bezman Hazeh. The whole rest of the sentence is the order of the Beis HaMikdash. Goes in order. So here we are. Chamesh Tevilos, five washings, five mikvahs, Va'asara Kiddushin, and 10 times he had to wash his hands and feet. What? Tovel, Kohen Gadol, U'Makadosh Bo B'Yom. All of them were done. That was a standard procedure every Yom Kippur. V'Kulan B'Kodesh Al Beis HaParva. They were all done in the Kodesh, in the room called the Beis HaParva. Chutz Mizubelvad, except for the first one, Kohen Gadol woke up. Now, he didn't wake up in the morning because he didn't go to sleep. But wherever he was that night, whenever the morning came, he went to the mikvah. And this one was not in the Makom Kodesh because he didn't start the day yet. Parzu Sadin Shalbutz, Beino Lebeinam. They put a linen partition sheet so nobody should see him going to the mikvah. Okay. Shal Espen Zoma. They asked Ben Zoma, Tfila Zu Lama. Why is he going to the mikvah now? Why can't he wake up in the morning? Put on his big day kahuna, the gold ones, do the carbon tamid, do the menorah, do the ketores, all the morning stuff that's done every morning. Then he's going to put on the white, go into the Kodesh Kedashim. So why does he have to go to the mikvah now? What did he do? He woke up in the morning.
Right. He's going to be basically doing, if you don't go to the mikvah now, you're going to basically doing our avoda.
So what?
So you can't start the avoda without going to
sleep. He didn't go to sleep.
His hand may have wandered, huh?
So, wash his hands. Why is he going to the mikvah? So, he went to the bathroom. He didn't go to the bathroom. He didn't have a bowel movement. So, why is he going to the mikvah? So, Shalos Ben Zoma, Tefillah Zulama, what's his tefillah for? Why? So, Amalahem, I'll tell you why. It's a Kavah Chomer. Ready for this Kavah Chomer? Uma HaMishana, Mikodesh LaKodesh, when he changes from gold to white, right? Umi Makom Sha'onesh Kares, Lamakom Sha'onesh Kares. And he's changing from, where is he? He's in a Makom Kodesh, with Yechayev Kares to go. And he's changing to go to another Makom Kares. Nevertheless, Tohen Tevila, he requires a mikvah. Right, when he comes out of the Kodesh Kedashim, he's going to change now from white back into gold. Does he have to go to the mikvah? Yeah. Why? Because he does. So, HaMishana Michol LaKodesh. So when he wakes up in the morning, and he's going from his pajamas into Big Day Kahuna, Umimakom she'ein onesh kares, lamakom she'onesh kares, ain't no din she'ton tevila? Shouldn't he have to go to the mikvah for that? That's Ben Zoma's answer. It's a kavachomer. Right? Yeah. Okay? Is that a normal Kal Vachomer?
Yeah.
Yeah? Says Tosfos. 1 second, how about this? But a Kohen Gadol, what about a Kohen Gadol? He goes into the, he's doing avoda. Therefore, he's chayev tevila. What about a regular person who walks in not to do avoda? I'm not sure what that means.
Well, we just said a few minutes ago, anybody goes into the Kodesh, that's another
correct, problem. Correct. Okay, so that's Ben Zoma's Kal Vachomer. Why do you go to the mikvah when you wake up in the morning? Kal Vachomer. Rabbi Yehuda argues. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. There's no reason. The only reason is, Srach Tvilahi. It's a reminder. Wake up in the morning, let the Kohen Gadol go to the mikvah. Why am I going to the mikvah? Just a reminder. You know what? I think yesterday I might have touched a sheretz. I might have touched a dead body. Now something must have happened. Now I remember. It's a wake-up call. To remind you, oh my goodness, I went to this levaya yesterday. I totally forgot about that. That's the reason you go to the mikvah. Kedei she yizkor tuma yeshno shebiyado. To remind himself of tuma that he has, v'yafrish, and he'll stop doing avoda. I can't do avoda today. They call him the Sagan. Machlokas, big machlokas. According to Ben Zoma, it's required. And according to Yehuda, it's just a reminder. So the Gemara says, Michael Mifligi, what are they arguing about? They're arguing about the Achul Avoda Kemifligi. It's very simple. Is the Avoda ruined or not? With Ben Zoma, Mechal Avoda. According to Ben Zoma, if you don't go to the mikvah, the Avoda is ruined. With Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Mechal Avoda. The Avoda is not ruined. It's not ruined. Ula ben Zoma, mi mechel? 1 second, according to Ben Zoma, it gets ruined? That's true? For a time, yeah, but we learned. Kohen Gadol shalo taval. A Kohen Gadol does not go to the mikvah. Velo kidesh ben beged le beged ben avoda la avoda. Avodasa kashera. Echen Kohen Gadol, echen Kohen Edyot. Right? But, however, shalo kidesh yod of aragel of shachris. If you don't wash your hands and feet early in the morning, when the first thing you do, Va'avar avoda, then avar psula. Then it's puzzle. But the mikvah is a ma'akiv. How can the Gemara that's a distinction between the two of them? Whether or not I go to the mikvah is ma'akiv. Is that ma'akiv? Kiyor, the kiyor is ma'akiv, not mikvah. Ella, you're right. The Gemara takes that back. That's not a distinction. According to Ben Zoma, it's not ma'akiv. It will not ruin the avoda. So what are they arguing about? They're arguing about Ella l'meikam ba'aseikam iflagi. Is there an assay to go to the mikvah? According to Yehuda, clearly not. It's just a reminder. According to Ben Zoma, it's an assay. Leben Zoma, koi ba'assay. It's an assay. What assay? Says Rashi. Mikal v'chomer, the Kohen Gadol, sh'over ba'assay. D'chziv, v'rochat, says Pesar, b'mayim, ulevesham. You wash your feet. You go to the mikvah. Meaning it's like a positive command. It's an assay. Go. Leben Yehuda, lo koi ba'assay. According to Yehuda, it's not assay. It's just a reminder. Right? Now, umi isa l'Rabbi Yehuda hai svara? Does Rabbi Yehuda even agree with this? That what? Does Rabbi Yehuda even hold that it's a reminder? Right? Umi isa l'Rabbi Yehuda hai svara? But Tanya, we're looking like this. You ready for this? A mitzora goes to the mikvah on day number 7 of this tahira process. On day number 8, he shows up at the Beis HaMikdash, and he's going to do more tahara process. He's going to stick his thumbs and his toes into the azara through the Nicanor gates. Only his thumbs and his toes. And they're going to sprinkle oil on him, something. And then it's part of the tahara process. Does he have to go to the mikvah on day 8 also? He went yesterday. Does he have to go again? So, Vatanya, Mitzora Tovel, he goes to the mikvah on day 8. He goes to the mikvah on day 8. Now, there's no question he went to the mikvah on day 7. There's no question about that. So he goes to the mikvah on day 8. The omeid bishar nikanor. And he's standing at the nikanor gates with his thumbs and his big toes sticking into the azara. Right? Rashi says, mitzora bishmini shalom. On day 8 of afal pi shetaval bishvi. Even they went to the mikvah the day before. Dichsiv, like it says, v'yomashvi yigalech. The pasuk says that. The pasuk says he goes to the mikvah day 7. What about day 8? Same story. V'chozer v'tovel b'shmini, shemevi karbonosa. On day 8 again, when he's bringing his karbonos, he goes to the mikvah again. Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda Amar, no. Eino tzarech tevila, he doesn't have to go again. Why? Shekvar tovel b'erev, he went yesterday. He went yesterday. So what's the kasha? So how come Rabbi Yehuda says a Kohen Gadol has to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur morning? Why? Right? So Gemara says, 1 second. Ahu took the tani time. We gave the answer of the difference. Shekvar tov al mi be'erev. Because he went to the mikvah the night before. That's why he doesn't have to go in the morning. What do you want from this guy? Right? Rashi says, Mititani taima, shekvar tov al be'erev. Rabbi Yehuda l'taime. The Amar ain tvila shachris habom lazare el zecher tuma yishana. It's just a reminder if he had some old tuma he doesn't know about. Vze ain tsarach. He doesn't have to. Lekach shari tovel emesh lechal tuma shalav. He went to the mikvah on day 7. So what do you have to go again for? Right? Not only that, that answer is so strong that the Gemara says vidika arile, maika arile. What was the person who asked the question thinking? What was he forgetting a question with that? He said, does the Yehuda really hold that a guy has to go to that a Kohen Gadol has to go to the mikvah in the morning? Does he really hold that? But by Mitzori, he doesn't hold that. Yeah, by Mitzori, he went on day 7. What do you want from this guy? He has to go twice? What kind of question was that? Answer Sfas Emes. Didn't the Kohen Gadol go on day 7? Didn't we learn that the Kohen Gadol went to the mikvah every day of those 7 days? Nah. Right? Went every day also. It's a bomb kasha. I'll read. I don't understand his answer. He answers Legabi Kohen Gadol. Ah, Shetaval me esmol. Even though he also went on day 7. Sarach Lashuv Velitbal Hayom. He has to go again. Why does he have to go again? According to the Rehuda, what's he going again for? He just went yesterday. That's the answer for the Mitzorah. Hare Lachalik Ben Kohen Gadol Shenichnas La'avod Mamish. There's a big distinction between Kohen Gadol, who's Mamish doing Avodah, Levain Mitzorah, She'eno Nichnas Ella Lamatan Bahonos. He's going in there just for his thumbs. Okay, I don't understand the difference. What does that mean? Why is that different? If according to Yehuda, the whole thing is a reminder, so he went yesterday. Not only that, it's even worse, because the Mitzorah, where does the Mitzorah go? Where does the Mitzorah go between day 7 and day 8? Wherever he wants. He can go home. Where does the Kohen go between day 7 and day 8? Between day 7 and Yom Kippur? He stayed there. Where's he going? Where's he going? Where's the Kohen Gadol going? I don't understand it. Where's he going? So Yehuda says, Mitzorah doesn't have to go to the mikvah. He went on day 7, leave the guy alone. Oh, Kohen Gadol has to go twice. Why? To remind himself. What do you mean? He went yesterday. Not only did he go yesterday, he didn't go anywhere. He stayed here in the Beis HaMikdash the whole day. He didn't go home. Because it's making differentiation between a Kohen Gadol actually doing something. He's actually doing avoda. And a Mitzorah who's just sticking his thumbs in there. Just to get sprinkled, just to become purified. Not doing anything. So for that, we don't make him go again. So Kohen Gadol will make him go again. But what does that answer mean? Why is he going again?
Part of the routine, the repetitive training, this is what you do.
I know, but according to Yehuda, the only reason he has to go to the mikvah in the morning is a reminder. Maybe it'll jog, oh yeah, that's right, I'm going to the mikvah now. Oh, that's right, I went to that Levi yesterday. What do you mean? He's not going anywhere. He didn't go anywhere. First of all, he went to the mikvah on day 7. Which is Erev Yom Kippur. He went to Erev Yom Kippur, so make him go Yom Kippur morning again. He just went yesterday, he didn't go anywhere. He didn't go home. The sherets fell out of the sky. It could have happened.
Maybe something happened.
That's what Tzvah Semes means to say. Maybe something happened, and he's doing Avodah. Right. So, okay. Anyway.
It's not a reminder. Then you're just...
Right.
It's not correct.
Anyway, so we asked the question. Does a Yehuda really hold that he has to go to the mikvah? That Akabah Mitzori doesn't have to go? So the Gemara answered, no, because the Mitzori went on day 7. So the question was, what was the person who asked this question thinking? Of course, Mitzori and Kohen Gadol are so different. On a side point, they're not different at all. But all right, they're so different because the Mitzori went on day 7. And here, him and the Kohen Gadol is doing Avoda. Of course, they're totally different. Of course, Rabbi Yehuda said a Mitzori doesn't have to. And of course, he said that a Kohen Gadol does have to. What was the guy even thinking? What was the question even thinking? Anyway, the answer is lo kasha. I skipped. Mishum de kabay lememrach kwiti aleh. Because he wanted to bring up a different point. His question was on a different point. What was the point? Lishkat hamitzorot. In the Ezras Nashim, there were four big rooms. One of them was called the Lishkas Mitzorah. What does Lishkas Mitzorah mean? Shesha Mitzorah and Tovah. That's where the Mitzorahs used to go to the mikvah. A different mikvah in that? No, that's where they went to the mikvah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo mitzaron b'levad amru elakolim. Anybody that had to go to the mikvah before you want to go into the azar, go right there. It's right there. So what's the kasha? Right? How could Rabbi Yehuda say that a mitzvah doesn't need to go to the mikvah on Yom Shmini? He went on Yom Shvi. Now he just said, Rabbi Yehuda said, this is where they went to the mikvah. Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha, the tavel. Well, you don't have to go to the mikvah on day 8 if you went on day 7. Ha, the lo tavel. If you didn't go on day 7, for whatever reason, you have to go now. One second. Idelo tavel, harif shemesh boy. One second. If you didn't go to the mikvah on day 7, you didn't harif shemesh. So day 8 really becomes day 7. Asks Tosfos, well, why can't he be here anyway? Why can't someone who's tamei as a mitzora, who's really tar, why can't he be in the Ezra's nashim? The only place he's not allowed to go is to the Kodesh. So he gives two answers. He says, number one, maybe it's a gzera. It's a gzera. Maybe he'll end up going there. And he says, another gzera, they didn't let them even come here. What are you doing in the Har Bayis? What are you doing here? Go home. Go to the mikvah on your block. Well, don't come here. Right? If you're a little bit tamei, what are you doing on the Har Bayis? Technically, you're allowed to be here? Yes. What are you doing here? Don't stay here. Ella, EDVED de Taval. Both cases are he went to the mikvah on day 7. He had to go on day 7. So why in one place did Rabbi Yehuda say he has to go to the mikvah? One place he doesn't have to go. Ha, when he has to go to Asach Daite, where he has Hesach Hadas. Ha, he doesn't have to go to Lo Hesach Daite. He didn't have Hesach Hadas. So one second. E Asach Daite, if Hesach Hadas is the issue, then Hazah Shlishi Shvi boy should require Hazah on 3 and 7 also. Hesach Hadas? You forgot about maybe you went to a Levayo. No. Tamar of Destoy, Bar Matun, Amar Ryokhanan, Hesach Hadas, Sarah Hadash, Rishi Shri. If you have Hesach Hadas, you require Parah Duma again. Ella, no. EDVED, the low Asach Daite. No, there's no Hesach Hadas. Below Kasha. Ha, the Tavel, Al Das, Bias Mitash. You know when you have to go to the mikvah? You know when you don't have to go to the mikvah again? When you go to the mikvah intending to go up onto the Harbayas. It's such a concept. We're going to learn in the Chagiga. That you can go to the mikvah for certain purposes. The highest purpose is to go to the Beis HaMikdash. If you had that in mind, when you went to the mikvah, you're going to be careful, we let you go. Ha, we have to go to the mikvah again? The lo taval das Beis HaMikdash. You didn't go with that in mind. So therefore, you can't go to the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, you have to go to the mikvah again. That's one answer. Ebay's Emo, another answer. Tony, no, change it to say, lo mitzoron amru. Now we're not talking about mitzorahs. Rather, we're talking about regular people. So it's not a stira, because he never said it twice. He never said two different things. He said, Mitzorah does not have to go to the mikvah on day 8, because he goes on day 7. So what's the Lishkas Mitzorah called Lishkas Mitzorah for? Not for Mitzorah, but other people. Why is it called Lishkas Mitzorah? I don't know. Ravina Amar, Amar Vihuda, another answer. Libdivrayim de Rabbanan ka Amar Lahu. And they were talking in the world of the Rabbanan. Lididi, according to me, Mitzorah ain't Zarech Tevila. I hold a mitzvah doesn't have to go to the mikvah on day 8. Why? Because he went on day 7. But according to you, odili easy mihas. Admit at least to me, the lo mitzvah b'levad amru, not just mitzvahs, ela kol adam, any person. Any person what? What? Ela kol adam has to go to the mikvah before they go on to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rabbanan say back, no. Mitzora daish betuma. The mitzora is very frequent with tumah. He's been tumah for who knows how long. At least 2-3 weeks, right? Till he got out of this. Therefore, he's so used to being tumah, make him go a second time. Kol adam, but every other person, well, daish betuma. What do you want from this guy? Not person daish betuma. We don't make them go. Okay. Another minute. Amalei Abaye le Rabbi Yosef. Abaye says to Rabbi Yosef, Neima Rabbanan. The Pligel or Rabbi Yehuda, that there are Bonan, who argue on Rabbi Yehuda, Ki ben Zoma Sfira Lahu. You have like ben Zoma. That what? That going to the mikvah is not just some reminder, but it's required. Right? And the high diktani mitzora, and why did it mention mitzora? Lo diecha kocha Rabbi Yehuda, that he's so makel. O Dilma, maybe, shiny mitzora, the daesh petoma. Or maybe no, Mitzorah is taka different because you're very used to being tamei. Amalei, so he answered back, Shaina Mitzorah, Daish Betoma. That the Mitzorah is different and therefore, because you're very, very common to have Tuma, not necessarily that he holds like Pinzoma. Alright? We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.